This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya in Brussels Monday as they're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarus officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. She urged the EU to, quote, be more brave, end quote, in taking action to support the opposition's battle against the authoritarian leader's regime. Despite a sixth straight weekend of mass protest against the six-term president over the disputed August election, the EU has yet to follow through on a threat to impose sanctions on Belarusian officials. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said, quote, the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable, end quote. Lebanese President Michel Aoun said Monday his country faces a crisis over forming a government and proposes annulling sectarian quotas in the main cabinet ministries. In a televised address partially published on Twitter, he said, quote, as the positions have grown harder, there appears no solution on the horizon soon. Half a dozen major Pakistani opposition parties have joined forces to denounce the military, which they accuse of meddling in politics and rigging the 2018 elections to bring Prime Minister Imran Khan to power. The six parties and some smaller groups signed a statement late Sunday announcing the creation of the Pakistan Democratic Movement to begin nationwide agitation. It may possibly culminate in a January march on the capital, Islamabad. The armed forces have ruled Pakistan for half of its history since independence in 1947. They deny meddling in politics or electoral wrongdoing. From Washington, this is VOA News.